Hi, it's Hazel.
It's Pretty Min.
And I'm Jermaine.
And welcome back to another episode of Clarity's
Hush Podcast.
You know, a comment on our YouTube video had said, make Pretty Min a perma role.
Jeng Jeng,
I'm back. Shout out to my friend.
Oh, that's your friend.
Yeah, that's my friend. Oh, okay.
So where's Azura, you might be wondering. Uh-huh. Well, here's the story. I actually forced her to go to the dentist.
And you succeeded?
I succeeded. But then that's why she's not here, because they found out that she has an infected wisdom tooth.
Oh my.
And they had to extract it. So sorry, it's my fault she's not here, but it's for the betterment of her health.
Yes, I fully agree. And today we're going to be talking about something called regret, because we did an episode previously and so many of you had so many regrets. We read all your comments. But before that, I want to just read it out to you, the description of today's episode, because I find it super compelling. This is what it says. In a world that champions can live without regrets, it's sometimes okay to admit we have regrets at times. Our regrets shape us, sometimes uncomfortably so. What if we can find comfort and wisdom in sharing our confessions of love, loss, and lessons learned?
Welcome to the Hush Podcast, where anonymity is sacred and confessions are buried in the Hush Girls Burn Book. And join us as we explore the raw and real stories that make us human.
Who wrote this description? Very nicely written.
So P.D. Cool. Mary, that's right. So today, as we explore that and open up the burn book, we are going to be reading some confessions and stories as well from people online and people from our Instagram. Mm-hmm. I mean, we read all of your regrets, but it's okay to have regrets sometimes. But there are two main kinds of regrets. Regret that you did something, right? Or regret that you didn't do something. Which is worse?
It's got to be the latter for me. It's got to be the second one.
Regret that you didn't do something.
Right.
Because you'll never know, or you'll never have an answer, because you never do that thing, right? So you don't know the outcome of it. And then you will always be left wondering, oh, what if I had done that thing?
Yeah, I hate asking myself what ifs, what ifs. There was one time I had to bungee jump. This is for a show that I was hosting. And oh my God, it took me so much to just jump off that building. But you know what? If I hadn't jumped off, I think to this very day, I'll keep thinking about it. Like, why didn't I do it? Why didn't I do it?
You would regret not having done it.
Correct.
Yeah.
But now that I've done it, I know that I will never do it again. But at least I have no regrets, you know?
No, that is true. And there are some regrets, though, that are really quite sad that we've seen online. And we'll share with you some of our personal regrets as well. But there's this one that I want to read to you.
Okay.
This person says, about 5 years into my marriage with my wife, we had a series of major fights about where our lives were headed. This is the 5-year mark, right, in relationships where you're like, oh shit, where are we going? Like, do we have a future together? Are we going to get married? So I actually brought up getting divorced. 6 years since then, we've solved our problems, but I still think about that moment with a lot of guilt that I ever brought up the idea of getting divorced. Sometimes when you say words, you can't take them back.
But I've always believed that maybe at that point in time, you believe that that was the solution for you, getting a divorce. But maybe it's because after you said it, you realize that things have gotten to this stage. It's bad. You're getting a divorce. And that's when you put your heads together to make things work.
So you don't think that actually it's something to really regret having said?
I think if they worked it out or it changed the course of their relationship,
correct,
it might have benefited them.
Oh, that's a good way to put it.
It's not something that I think people should say lightly. But, you know, I have a friend recently, she was just telling me she was in this like 3 years relationship. And at one point she had brought up a breakup with a boyfriend. But at this point they have a flat waiting for them, you know, like that's how serious their relationship was. And when she initiated the breakup, I think the boyfriend understood how much of an impact the negativity between them has caused. And they sat together to work things out.
Oh.
And now she feels like their relationship is stronger than ever. So sometimes I feel like the words that are being said, actually like what Pretty Min says, can change the course of the relationship.
Well, maybe not so much that, but this next one, you tell me if you would have any regrets about.
Okay.
If this was you. We were doing Secret Santa one day with my family, and you know, you open up the presents, right? Someone got candle holders. I turned to my grandma and I said, wow, who gives candle holders? Worst present ever. Guess who got the candle holders?
Grandma!
His grandma.
Oh my God.
Would you regret that?
You never know. Maybe grandma spent days and days thinking of what to get for their grandson or granddaughters.
Dude, and like he said it to his grandma, like, this is the worst present ever. She must be like,
wow. Heartbroken.
Sometimes it's better to, in most things in life, it's better to just keep quiet first, think about it first, observe the situation before you say something you regret.
Okay, girls, let's play a little scenario-based game, okay? Oh. How would you respond to these situations without regret.
Okay.
Okay, so this is how the scenario goes. Okay. You are close friends with a couple. They are called Rose and Jack.
Hey, those names sound familiar.
Right. Scenario one, you caught Jack cheating on Rose. But you're close friends with both of them, bear in mind. What would you do?
I'm a girl's girl, so I would tell my girlfriend first.
No, I've been in this situation before.
Damn, really?
Yeah.
They still together?
No. But the relationship wasn't clearly definedly outlined as a relationship. It was more like a situationship. Mm. But both of them are very close friends. And I hope they don't listen to this. What I did was, I actually tried to, without breaking the confidentiality with my guy friend, I tried to hint to the girl that there may be something wrong.
Okay.
Mm. And I tried to give her advice, like, I think you need to be a bit more practical and see what it really is, see what's happening in front of you, and maybe decide for yourself if this is a situation you want to stay in. Mm. I didn't just outrightly say to her, hey, I know this is happening.
Oh.
But it's hard because you're friends with both of them. What do you do? Mm. It's a sucky situation to be in.
It is. Okay, scenario two, even suckier situation. Jack and Rose are getting married in 1 week.
Oh, shit.
And you caught Jack cheating.
Jack, what's wrong with you?
Yeah,
get your shit together. You're about to get married, Jack.
In a week's time, I think I will tell Rose. Because getting married is lifelong. Count your blessings that you haven't gotten married yet. It's not too late to hold your horses and cancel it.
Oh.
That's what I think.
In this scenario, I feel like I will talk to Jack and then I ask him to like get his shit together. And then I give him an ultimatum. I think you need to tell Rose because like it's not fair to her. And I think in this case, he needs to be the one who tells Rose that he cheated.
Fucked up.
Yeah, he messed up. And I don't think I have the rights to go to Rose and tell her that because that will perhaps break her, the impression she have of this relationship.
Mm. And it could affect your friendship as well because sometimes it's like, don't shoot the messenger, but you know, it still happens. Actually, this happened with one of my...
Hey!
No.
Your experience is good.
Okay, I'm not supposed to know this, but somebody told me, right? Like, my ex was involved in this, okay? not getting married or anything.
Okay.
But same situation, right? So knowing that this guy has cheated on the girl, right, in some way, the third party, the friend, said to him, you need to tell your girlfriend that this happened. If not, I'm going to tell her myself. Straight up.
Yes. Because if you have the balls to cheat, right, you better have the balls to tell your girlfriend also.
Agree.
Or fiancé in Jack and Rose's case.
Oh, no, that's bad.
Question coming in from PD Mary. Okay, let's say you're the one getting married.
Okay.
We are the brides. Da, 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 da. We're getting married in 1 week. And our friend, our close friend, catches our husband cheating on us, future husband. This is 1 week to the wedding. Would you want your friend to tell you 1 week before the wedding or after the wedding? It's not even a question of should she tell you, but should she tell you before that or after that?
Before that, for sure.
Before that, for sure.
I would cancel the damn wedding. I would cancel
1 week to the wedding, you would cancel it.
Cancel.
Same, I also cancel.
I don't believe this guy is worthy of my happiness.
Mm. Love yourself, cancel. Ladies.
Yes.
It's true, lah. It's true. Because, I mean, it would be quite sad if, like, let's say you decide to work it out anyways. But then on the wedding day, you're like, it's not the most beautiful day of your life. Because you're like, what did I sign up for? Was this the right choice?
But I respect that. But then again, it's your choice to proceed, to move on. Then you would have to sort of navigate your own emotions. Yeah,
What about you, Jermaine? What would you
Me?
Do?
Would I cancel the wedding? It depends.
Would you prefer to know afterwards?
No, I have to know before. So that I can make that choice.
Correct.
Should I cancel or should I not?
Correct. I agree.
Touch wood, everybody. Yeah, touch wood. Oh, that sucks. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, let me change up this scenario a bit, okay? So all this time it's been Jack cheating on Rose. What if Rose is cheating on Jack? What would we do?
Okay, if Rose cheated on Jack,
I would sit her down nicely and I'll ask her why. And then I'll make her tell me like all these, all her reasons, right? And I'll try to rationalize with her, okay, so do you think this guy is not good for you then? Do you want to? Okay, and it also depends on the guy. Is the guy a good guy?
Right.
Or like, is the guy a bad guy? If the guy is a good guy, then I'll be like, babe, maybe like you should rethink like your decision. Like, it's either you stop, like, or you tell your boyfriend you messed up also, and then see back and ask for forgiveness.
Correct. Actually, I feel like I'm with PD Min on this one. My instincts would be to protect my girlfriend first, not tell the guy first, but actually sit her down and run through what's going on in her mind. Why is she cheating on her current boyfriend if it's a healthy relationship? Because it clearly shows that something's not working out in this relationship. And then, do you want to work it out before you get married? Or what?
I know it sounds, you know, a lot easier said than done.
Correct. Yeah.
But in a lot of real life situations, I found that people tend to stay out of it. Like even in real life situations where you know your sibling is getting cheated on by their partner, an actual situation that I know of, but you as a sibling stay out of it and don't tell them anything because you feel like, who are you to break up someone's marriage? Yeah. But then will you regret not saying anything? Or will you regret, right? You never know.
Yeah, but if I were a sibling, I would love for my siblings to tell me. I feel like honesty is still the best policy. Okay, this is a story that we found online, but I think it is mind-boggling. Okay, so this person says, the basic story is that I've been best friends with this guy for a decade and a half. So that's 15 years, okay? We've been through a lot together. He has helped me through many personal struggles, letting me stay at his place when I needed a place to stay. In return, I helped him through his mother's death, gave him leads to land a great job, and have taken care of his pets. All this to say, we are very, very close. For the past year, he has been dating a woman who is now pregnant. He plans on marrying her, he loves her, and he's excited to be a father and to start a family. I am happy to see him happy. However, I now know that his girlfriend and future wife cheated on him as far as 4 or 5 months ago. I know this because another mutual friend of ours confessed to me that he had sex with her multiple times, and he feels guilty because now their relationship is getting even more serious. He also thinks that the baby may not be my best friend because the girlfriend apparently had relations with other guys after the affair was over. So here's the kicker.
Oh my God.
That's not all. Here's the kicker.
Okay.
The cheater friend who told me this swore me to secrecy and showed me texts where the girlfriend told him she's faithful to my best friend now and that she's trying to move forward into a new life with a best friend, right? She says that the baby is the best friend and asked the cheater to please stay quiet. And this person who wrote this passage actually also mentioned that she told the person's sister about her decision to not tell the best friend anything. And her sister was disgusted because she felt like, your best friend has done so much for you for the past 15 years. Why wouldn't you tell him the truth? But from the author's point of view, she loves her best friend so much that she doesn't want to take away this shot of happiness from him.
This is such a dysfunctional but also very difficult situation to be in, where your best friend is getting cheated on with your other, like, and then it's your other friend that's involved in it.
Correct.
This is why we take some secrets to our grief, right?
Yeah, actually, that's true.
It's very hard. For me, I think if she said, you know, I really want to double down, buckle down and stay faithful, I would give it a try.
Me too. Especially since my best friend is so in love with this girl, right? I would give it a try. But I cannot get over that question of whether the baby is really my best friend. I mean, imagine if it wasn't. Yo.
I mean, when the baby is out, I'd be like, you know, let's just swap. Send it for paternity test.
Yeah.
When they have the inheritance battle, then like we bring in the DNA test.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That is tough. Yeah, that's the really, really tricky part. Just be glad that you're not in any kind of situation like that, or pray that we won't ever be faced with a situation like that.
Any thoughts about this, Bidimin?
I would also not tell the best friend, I think. Depending on how happy the best friend is, I think I'll want to keep his happiness. And if there's a day he finds out that the fiancé cheat on him, then when that happens, I think as a best friend, I will be there to comfort him and give him the support that he needs. But I also wouldn't tell him, oh, she cheated on you many years ago. I would just be like, okay, yeah.
Okay.
Because I don't think I need to add hurt.
Flipping it around. Now you are the best friend. You are getting cheated on. Would you want to know?
I would.
Yellow. So why is that a double standard? Why is it that we cannot tell the person, but if we are the person, we want to know?
But then the friend will suffer even more, knowing that like all these years, this girl have been cheating on
But
me.
If you are the best friend, would you want to know?
You know, it's funny because recently I sat down with a guy friend of mine and we were talking about relationships and he had mentioned that he feels temptations are inevitable in any relationship. So I asked, then how come so many guys still cheat on their girlfriends? And he says, he feels like the key is to not put yourself into potential failures or like situations where you might give into temptations. Let's say texting a girl maybe like 5 times a week. Maybe that crosses certain lines, certain boundaries. Because when emotions get in the way, then it's easier for you to cheat, right? He feels like the little things actually contribute to the act of cheating in the end. So if you can stay away from the very start, then you wouldn't put yourself into that situation.
What if your friend's boyfriend starts flirting with you?
Oh!
Starts to fire react to your Instagram stories, replying like, oh, you look good today. You look cute today. I like that outfit on you.
You make it sound like this happened to you before.
No. No, because I saw this influencer basically screenshotting Fire reacts to her story and people flirting with her and posting on her Instagram story. And then on these guys' profile, Instagram bio, it says like married with three kids, like, oh, love my wife, things like that. So it gave me this idea of what if this scenario happens, right?
I would ignore la.
You wouldn't tell your friend?
No. I don't think it's major enough for me to tell my friend. You think? Is it major enough? It's just like emotions, reactions.
If he texts and flirts with you, then maybe I'll be like, I'll tell the friend,
hold
the
up.
Boyfriend, yeah, okay, you need to chillax. But as much as I would, I also ignore it. Because if you don't give a reaction, it's no reaction.
Ah. We could have a whole episode about what ifs. I think it's quite interesting. But let's take a step away from like love, right? It could be anything under the sun.
Right.
Do you girls have anything you regretted that you did or you didn't do?
I think one of my biggest regrets is not spending my time wisely. I regret spending time talking to people who I know like this relationship wouldn't blossom, wouldn't work out, but I still did anyway. Cost me a few months of my time. And then still went down in flames. I regret that a lot. Like, career-wise, I regret not putting my focus into certain things. Maybe I could have gotten to my end goal faster than my current pace. You know, it's the time and energy management that's a regret for me. But if I didn't experience it this way, I would never have grown.
You wouldn't understand.
Yes, the concept.
Yeah. What about you, Min?
Mine is not really a regret, but it's a confession. Ooh. I feel in like my recent years, I haven't been very kind to my immediate family, like my mom, my dad. I don't think I was the nicest person because I was trying to break free or find my freedom, right? So I think I put them on a very high standards. Like, remember how Carrie that came on? We spoke about like our parents, our relationship with our parents, right?
Correct.
Then she told us to see our parents as humans.
Correct.
I think never in my life have I seen them as a human that have their own life. And I think in recent years or recent months, I've been learning lah.
I mean, it's good to be aware of it, right? And it's good to learn.
That's always the first step.
Correct. Yeah. If not, then just your whole life you would go on without realizing it. And
you're only 20-something. There's still time to change, to make a difference.
Yeah. So I think we're going to slowly try. It's going to be very difficult. So it links back, right, to what I shared on the regrets episode. I broke free from like the control that my parents had. But I also have that hint of like, okay, Perhaps I wasn't the nicest daughter also. So
the way you executed it, maybe.
Yeah.
But it's okay. I wasn't the nicest daughter either.
Me neither.
Yeah, oops. Sorry. Yeah. I tell you, everyone wants to have a baby girl, but baby girls grow up to be bratty little shits for a couple of years. And then they come back to you. It's just the cycle of life. I'm sure there are some girls that, you know, don't go through that, but most girls have a few years where you're a little bit rebellious. It's like in Mean Girls, right? Like even Regina was like quite mean to her mom. Like she was not very nice to her mom, you know?
Yeah, don't get us wrong. We're not normalizing this.
No, but we're saying
that it's okay to experience these emotions and then just try to change it as you grow.
It's not the end of the world. You can right your wrongs, right?
Mm-hmm.
My regret has to do with my education, actually. Oh. And this actually just hit me very hard the other day when because obviously I'm doing like a bit of business now and I realized that I don't really have that much business knowledge because I never studied it. And then I thought back and I was lamenting, right, to Avery in the studio. I was like, I feel so stupid that I decided to take the same course in both polytechnic and university, which is mass communication and the media. So I basically took the same thing for 7 years of my life when I could have learn a new skill, learn a new area of study, and apply that to what I'm currently doing right now. But I did that because I knew it was the easy thing to do. I excelled at it because I already knew it. It was a lazy way out, and I have a lot of regrets about that, such that now I'm thinking, do I need to further my studies to learn, go back and learn these things that I could have learned when I was younger?
But hey, at that point, you might have thought that interested you more. If you had taken a business more at that time, maybe you would have failed it because maybe at that point in time, that Jermaine was not interested in business. But now you're being put in a situation where, congrats on the mall, by the way.
Yeah, she has a mall.
You open a new mall, like, there's so many business things to deal with. now you're interested in these aspects because you're actually in it, right?
That's true. I could have been miserable if I did like business administration in the past.
I was miserable when I took my business mods in uni. So,
That's true.
But I think it's a good point that right now you're thinking of furthering your studies. Perhaps. I think you would do so well, babe.
I don't know. Let's see if I can find time to do that. Mm-hmm. Actually, someone on our Instagram said something very similar. My biggest regret in life would be letting my fears choose my decisions. I really wanted to pursue media since I was little. But as I grew older, you know, people tell you, oh, media don't make money. Media, do business, like, it's better. Things like that. I decided to choose it based on that instead of my passion. I ended up choosing a course in poly that I was not interested in, not related to the media at all, and I regretted it so much. I'm entering my third year now, but I really feel like I've lost my identity. I struggle to fit in, and, you know, it's just, it's like a pain going to school every day.
See, Jimmy, this could be you if you have chosen a business mod.
Exactly, yeah. Right. So it gives me a bit of a perspective, like, maybe that was supposed to happen. Right. Don't look back. Try not to regret. Mm. Let's see what we can do from here. Mm-hmm.
Right. But that the person that dropped the comment said she's also currently doing her passion now, right? Even though she regretted, she said she also found opportunities for her to like dabble in all the media stuff. Mm. So yeah, I'm so glad that she's taking the opportunity to do something that she loves despite studying something completely different. Because I think ultimately it will still add to the experiences and what we can put on our resume.
Correct. I actually believe like no matter what you study, it will always come in handy. Mm. You might not realize it now, but sometime down the road, it might be useful to you. Yes. So we actually asked our harsh listeners, which one of the following would you regret the most? Number one, working so much at the expense of loved ones. Number two, breaking up with your first love. Number three, living the life that your parents want, not you, your parents. And last but not least, not applying for your dream job. What came in first? Guess.
Not applying for your dream job. Okay. That would be my guess.
Mean, what do you think?
Breaking up with your first love?
Oh, really? Wow. I think that would like rank last. Okay, yeah. But maybe this coming from like 30-year-olds.
I'm glad crazy. I broke up with my first love. Yeah. Hey, sorry,
I'm glad
what?
Too. Like, just kidding.
Sorry.
Okay, I think living the life that your parents want would come in first. But actually, 43% of our harsh listeners voted for working so much at the expense of loved ones. You devote so much time, attention on your work that you don't have any energy left for your loved ones.
That's true.
I would be very interested to see like what older people, like elderly, say about this. What would their biggest regrets be?
Correct. You know? So what came in second was living the life that your parents want.
Oh.
It's the second biggest regret that our harsh listeners have.
Okay.
Number three, not applying for your dream job. But honestly, I feel like that's not very regrettable because you can just throw in your resume anytime, no?
Yeah, not applying for your dream job, yes. But let's say now, right, you get a dream job opportunity, but you have to move away for the rest of your life, right? And it could be a very difficult choice for you. You might think, not right now. You know, I have so many commitments here in Singapore. I have so many things to do. And then later down the line, you don't have that opportunity anymore. They hired someone else. That's one of my regrets, actually. Not moving overseas when I was younger. Not that I'm too old to do it. Actually, I was planning to do it. You see, girls, I was planning to do it between my last relationship and this relationship. But all my friends told me, but that seems like running away. You're just running away from your problems. So I didn't run low. Yeah, then I ran into somebody else and now like I'm here.
And you're so happy.
I'm happy.
And you're so happy.
But like I feel like I missed my chance.
No, but someone said this. So, okay. So we had a few comments come in from our YouTube episode, right? So this guy says, there's always an opportunity cost to doing / not doing something. So instead, you should be thinking, which regret would I rather live with? Then, which I would regret not doing.
Then
he continues to say,
okay.
Choose the regret you're willing to live with for the rest of your life.
You want to come on a Harsh Podcast, whoever this guy is, can we invite him? I want to hear from
him. Can we invite Padoru.
Padoru? That's true though.
I like it.
So
like
one way to look at it is that regrets are just memories.
Mm.
You know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't take it too hard. It was always meant to happen. It's just you can't see the big picture yet.
Correct.
We're still young.
Mm. I thought about this just yesterday, that like there will always be trade-off for things that you want to do. Like you always have to give up something to pursue another thing. You can't have everything in life. There will be like instances where you have to give up something to pursue something better.
For sure. Mm.
Yeah, I mean, that's part and parcel of living and being a human, right? And it's okay. I've learned that you can't force life, right? Life will happen around you. Don't try to force yourself to go one way or the other way. I always think that in due time, it will show you where you're meant to be.
I fully agree. This episode is so wholesome. I love wholesome like conversations and topics. If you do as well, don't forget to follow us on Instagram at isclarity.co and check out all our previous episodes, okay?
You can catch us on Millicent, Apple Podcast,
and Spotify. Yes, and we're on YouTube as well. Shout out to Padoru Padoru. We hope you enjoyed the shout out from us as well.
Okay, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, okay, and always show Hush Podcast lots and lots of love. Our team always put in a lot of effort, including PD Min here, to make every episode a huge success.
So these girls too, they sit and talk so much for like 100 over episodes.
We enjoy it.
We're just talking shit. Thank you for the love on Hush, and we'll catch you next time.
Bye.